You lay still on the bed, waiting for my touch. I've tied you up and taken away your sight with a blindfold and your hearing with noise-cancelling headphones. I know you enjoy me putting you in this state, where my touch and the bed beneath you are the only things you can be sure of. I was hesitant at first to do this with you, and to stay close to you, able to be there in an instant if you need me. I move about the room, ensuring that everything is ready for the night I have planned, and making sure I'm in the lingerie you find pleasing. As much as I am in control, this night is so I can show you how much I love you. And I intend to make sure I do just that in every way I can think of. I move in close to you, excited to finally begin, and run a finger down your back to let you know that I'm here. You startle at that, the sensation clearly a lot after a short while without sight or sound. I run another finger along it, on my way up your back, and I see you relax under my touch. I move my hands around your body teasingly, where I know you'll be aroused. Your ass, your breasts, between your thighs, but not nearly close enough for you to feel me touch you where you want. My good girl moans for me, needing my touch. I see you getting more and more pent up, and you finally ask to be touched there. I didn't plan on letting you come just yet, since I have other plans, so I hold you steady and remove your blindfold and headphones. I hold you there until you're well enough to start talking again, but I shush you and say, "Be a good girl and wait for me. You will get what you want, eventually, but you need to wait." I get up then and get ready to present my surprise to you, hoping you'll like it. I hear you ask what we're doing tonight, but hidden within that question is your voice betraying your desperate need to orgasm. I walk back to you and wrap you in a hug, asking, "Are you okay, dear?" You insist you're fine, but when you whimper and I ask further, you let me know exactly how wet and needy I've made you, and you tell me you need release, desperate for what I have in store for you. I pause, frowning at the thought of my plans ruined. I decide to give you the choice, to let you choose to obey me. I move my hand down to where you need it, finally giving you the pressure you desire there. I can tell that it takes everything within you to keep from grinding against it. Then I pull my hand away and ask, "Can you hold back for me? It would be a shame to have to delay the fun I have planned for tonight." You nod, and I can see how hard it is for you to resist, but you do. I watch you carefully to make sure you're not resentful of my actions or of your own need. When I see that you still look at me lovingly, despite my denial, I give you a kiss and let you know that you're my good girl. I love the swell of pride I see at my praise, and I hope you see the pride I feel when you call me your mistress. Remembering your question from earlier, I say, "I'm going to show you how special you are to me tonight." It's far vaguer than the answers I normally give when you ask questions, but you'll find out what I have planned soon enough, and it wouldn't do to spoil the surprise. I unbind you and lead you to where my gift is, showing you the box and asking you to open it. When you do, I see you gaze at the ornate collar inside, its design of two chains, one with a silver stainless steel ring symbolizing our dom-sub relationship, and the other higher chain with intertwined hearts symbolizing our relationship as lovers. My favorite detail is the word "forever" engraved on the hearts. While the collar's significance would be lost on most people, I can tell you see the many meanings I have intended you to. You look up at me, speechless, and I can't help but ask if you like it. You nod, and I can tell that an older conversation of ours runs through your head, the one in which I explained that when I was ready to marry you, to make you mine forever, I would give you a collar with the word forever on it. I lean down and hug you, a little worried, and ask, are you okay? Did I scare you by giving you this so suddenly? I see you begin to cry, but you quickly explain that these tears are of joy, that you assumed this day would never come and thought I'd grow tired of you and leave. As you say that, I hold you tight and remind you of everything I love about you, from your kindness, to your intelligence, to your beauty, to your obedience to me. I tell you that what I feel for you is something I have never felt and could never feel for anyone else. You alone are my good girl. You respond by telling me how much you need me and then ask me to collar you, but you add the phrase, make me yours forever, which makes me want you so very badly. I place the collar around your neck and I see you drift out of it, lost in thought. I think back to when I originally told you about my idea to do this and how excited you were of the idea of such a unique gift binding us together. I realise that now you are my good girl forever, and that, so long as you view this as I do, you've agreed to marry me, though I'll make a mental note to check with you later to ensure you understand that part of my promise. But I promise to keep you safe and content and mine for the rest of my days as long as you are willing. I see that you're still staring off into space, so I wrap you in a hug and ask if you're okay. You kiss me, and then you ask me to take you to show you how much I need you. I desperately want to do that, but first there is something I need to do. I ask you to come to the mirror with me, and you follow and stand with me in front of it. I ask you, what is it you see? You respond, saying that you see a slave and mistress. I frown at this and remind you that you are not my slave because you had your choice of mistress and you can choose to leave me if you desire while a slave cannot. I then ask you to describe yourself, hoping you don't answer as I fear you will. You describe yourself as worthless, only given worth through your ownership by me. I spank you for this. This answer disheartens me and makes me realise I have not done nearly enough in our time together to help correct your self-deprecation. I tell you that I would not choose to make you mine if you were worthless and ask you to try again. When you cannot answer, I spank you lightly because the answer should come as easily to you as it does to me. I say, you are an incredible, beautiful woman who has chosen to give yourself to me. Was that really so hard? You protest, saying that you're not incredible or beautiful, and I spank you for that. I tell you how incredible I find you and tell you how much I need you to be able to see your own worth and beauty. I finally see you start to look at yourself differently, and you respond by saying that if I believe it to be true, then you can start to believe it. And this is a step in the right direction. I may not make more progress tonight, but I vow to you, someday you will see how absolutely wonderful you are. I will do everything in my power to help you see that. I finally tell you to get on the bed. It's time to give you what you want. I slip on your restraints and make sure you're facing me so I can appreciate your lovely expression as I take you. As I slide into you, your moans are desperate. I can tell that you're still aroused from earlier. I start to thrust, letting out a couple of moans of my own. I tell you, beg for me, my good girl. If you want me to go faster, you need to beg. You beg desperately, asking for me to go harder, deeper, and faster, telling me how much you need me. You tell me how important I am to you, and I make sure that you know exactly how much I need you too, my good girl. As you approach orgasm, you beg without me even asking, so very needily. I tell you to come for me, and you do. I hold you close as you catch your breath, and you remind me that I haven't come, and ask me what I'd like you to do about that. I smile and ask you to help get me off in whatever way you'd like. You get between my legs and begin to use your mouth on me, causing me to moan loudly to let you know exactly how much I'm loving this. As much as I would have been fine with us stopping after you came, I love that you're eager to get me off, and I come quickly, already aroused from taking you earlier. You take all of my cum in your mouth and swallow, and then come up next to me to cuddle. I hold you close to me and tell you that you're amazing, that I love you, and that I'm glad you want to stay with me forever. You tell me that I'm an amazing mistress, that you love me, and that you'd never think of leaving me because you've wanted so badly to be mine. I hold you close, protectively, as you say this, showing you I have every intention of keeping you as mine. Thank you, my good girl. Thank you for tonight, for every night before this, and for all the nights that I have left to spend with you. You are mine forever, my love. Thank you.